Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose NFL picks. The three picks you need to know.
All right, Taz, you're leading the way.
I'll go first here. So we talked earlier about this excellent matchup, Moose, this AFC battle that's going to happen at 1 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. The Baltimore Ravens, who are red hot, with Lamar Jackson heading into Kansas City to play the Chiefs with the other red hot, Pat Mahomes. Listen, man, this is going to be a hell of a game, okay? The Ravens are plus six. They're the underdog in this game here. So, I don't know, man. I've been tossing back and forth on this. I'm hoping you have this as a game you're picking. Hell, let me ask you. Are you picking this game?
I'm not.
I was curious what your thoughts, but you can give your thoughts, I guess, if you want.
No, I think it's a 50-50 game. Don and I do picks, a pick sheet every week,
nice.
Right? So, this was the last game we picked.
Mm.
We ended up, I think we ended up taking the points with Baltimore on the road to keep it close.
Yeah, that's how I feel right there. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the Ravens plus the six. I don't know, man. Lamar Jackson's just playing great. You know, the defense is clicking right now. I understand how awesome Mahomes is, and Shady McCoy can break out at any time, and he's new on the team, but yet looking pretty good. I mean, there's loads of weapons. If anyone's going to battle the Patriots this year, you and I have talked about it a whole lot. We both love the Kansas City Chiefs, but I don't know, man. Plus six in the NFL, even though they're on the road for the Ravens. I mean, I know how great Kelce is with Mahomes, the connection with him. And obviously, like we're talking about the running back spot with Shady Moore and McCoy, and even Williams running the ball. I'm still going with the Ravens plus six. So that's my deal.
All right, Baltimore plus six. I like it. I'm in agreement with you. I'm going to go up to Buffalo, New York. Bills 2-0 on the year. Bengals 0-2 on the season. Bills are a 6-point favorite. Bills Mafia, they're celebrating. Did you see the video of
the baby?
Bills fans? Yes, baby going through, literally throwing the baby through a mock table,
yeah.
But placing the baby through kind of a cardboard table.
It was funny.
Kind of, almost, I would say, baptizing her as a Bills fan, which was very, very cute.
Yes.
But, I mean, they are going to be rabid. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, they're still already lining up and lighting tables on fire up there in Buffalo. Taz, I'm going to take the Bills. I'm going to lay the six. Bengals fired their best shot opening week up in Seattle. Bills come home. They're 2-0. It's interesting to see when a team gets off to a good start, how do they handle success? And I just think they'll handle it just fine. I think they'll get after Dalton. I trust that front seven for Bills to get after it. I think as long as Allen plays a relatively clean game, I think the Bills win this game by a touchdown. So I'm going to take Buffalo laying the six. That's pick number one for me.
Yeah, no, I love that pick, Moose. Definitely love that pick for sure. So let's talk a little bit about here. Next game I'm going to pick is Vikings. The Vikings play the Oakland Raiders. The Vikings are at home. The Raiders are plus nine. I'm going to take Oakland in this. It's a lot of points in the NFL, and I think John Gruden's team just, look, the whole drama with Antonio Brown leaving all that, that's kind of yesterday's news for them. You know, I know Carr's not the greatest quarterback in the world, but there's something about them getting 9 points. I understand the Vikings. I understand that. Kirk Cousins, not a huge fan of Kirk Cousins with the Vikings. I know Dalvin Cook, arguably one of the better running backs in the league. That's not an overstatement. I think that's probably pretty factually correct. But something about 9 points to me in an NFL football game to a John Gruden coached team. So I don't know, man. I'm going to take the Raiders plus nine.
I got a half, so I'll give you 9.5.
Oh, you got a half. Okay,
nine. No, that's fine. It works in your favor.
Yeah, you're right.
Ends up at nine, you win. So there you go. It's not a push. So I got 9.5. So there you go. You like the Raiders plus 9.5.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm going to go to the Monday night game, Taz. I'm going to take the Bears on the road down at FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland, to knock off the Redskins, and I'll lay the 4 points. Listen, Trubisky, at some point, Taz, the training wheels have got to come off for Mitch. You get a sense that Nagy and company don't really completely trust the quarterback. But if they're going to get to where they want to go to this year, and that's the playoffs, and be a team to be reckoned with in the playoffs, Taz, Trubisky's got to show you a lot more than he has in the first couple weeks. Now, the defense is great, and that's why I'm taking him in this one. I don't think the Redskins are going to be able to move the ball all that much. I think the offensive line for Washington, clearly not the same without Trent Williams at left tackle. He is still not playing for Washington. There's no interest in playing for Washington. I think the Bears get after Keenum. I think they knock him around. I think the Bears do enough offensively. It's going to be an ugly game. I don't think this is going to be a pretty one. But I'm going to take the Bears to get themselves to 2-1, lay the 4 Monday night as the Skins will fall to 0-3.
All right, cool. Like it. So we're going to a little Sunday night football action. We touched on this game for a second or two earlier in this program. The Rams, basically, and the Browns. Look, man, both these teams, by the way, the Browns are home, I should have mentioned that, and the Browns are a plus 3. So they're the home team getting 3 against a potent L.A. Ram team. And speaking of potent, we've all talked a lot, those of us that cover games like you and I, and we've talked a lot here on this show about the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
And about Baker Mayfield and all the talent that are around him, Beckham, the Juice Landry, and everything. So, but all that being said, that's all great, and we haven't really seen it click yet. And I don't think it's going to click on Sunday night, even though they're home. And I know they're going to be tough at home. This Ram team with Jared Goff with his new big fancy contract is legit as legit can be. From these tremendous wide receivers, from Kupp to Woods to Cooks, all legit. Todd Gurley, as you know, tremendous. Behind him, Malcolm Brown running the ball too. I mean, so I just don't know. Their offensive line is on point, and defensively, I mean, damn, they're the Rams. I mean, you know, it's like kind of like enough said, right? You know, so I'm going to take the Rams, and you could take the 3 points, Browns. I'll take the Rams, and they're going to cover.
All right, so there you have it. You like the Rams laying 3 on the road in Cleveland.
Yes, sir.
Is the Sunday night affair, which is a really good Sunday night matchup.
Yeah, I know.
To close out all the action on Sunday, Taz, I'm going to bite on one of the huge favorites this weekend, and I kind of went back and forth on which one to go with. I'm going to go with one of the least talented teams I've against one of the least talented teams, Taz, I've seen in the NFL in quite some time. I'm going to take the Cowboys. I'm going to lay the big number, the college number of 23, as they're home against the Josh Rosen now-led Miami Dolphins. The reason, I mean, just look at what Miami's done here through the first couple weeks. They're a bad team. I know they added Taco Charlton, the former first rounder from the Cowboys, who got waived by Dallas earlier in the week. They picked him up. It seems like a nowhere to go fast. And here's the other thing that's disappointing in Miami. What exactly, Taz, are you expected to learn from Josh Rosen here, where you're throwing him in on a team that's clearly undermanned, that is not that talented, where the offensive line is having trouble holding up the pressure? What am I going to learn about Josh Rosen?
Yeah. No,
I mean, you're not going to learn anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like almost throwing like
throwing him at the fire.
Well, that's it. It's like throwing a deer to the wolves.
It's always the case with this kid, too. He can't catch a break.
You're exactly right. And you feel bad for him, Taz. And I'll be honest with you, he might never have a career. I mean, where is he going to end up now? I mean, because it looks like Miami is going to be drafting a quarterback next April. Where is exactly Josh Rosen going to land? But he now has the unfortunate situation of going into Dallas and taking on the Cowboys. You saw the Dallas team rally last week on the road in Washington against the Skins. We saw them hand it to the Giants week one. And I love what Kellen Moore is doing as the play caller. He's mixing things up. Prescott's throwing the ball a lot better. Their run in the offensive line has played well. We know how good that defensive front is at getting after it, too. Dallas Cowboys are a really talented team. You and I both had them in the playoffs. You have them winning the East.
Yeah,
I had them as a wild card team. I'm going to take the Cowboys. I'm going to lay the 23. That's pick number 3 for me.
Okay, cool. So I'll go over my 3 real quick, and then I guess you'll do yours. We'll do the little rundown. We're big fans of the rundown here.
Why?
All right, so I'm joking. So
well, recap.
Recap. That's a better way to put it. All right, so I have the Ravens plus 6 at Kansas City. So I have the Ravens. I'm taking the points. I'm taking the 6. I also have the Raiders getting 9 Nine and a half. I keep forgetting that half, which is in my favor, as you said. And they're on the road, the Ravens, against the Vikings. So I got the Raiders, 9.5, plus 9.5. Then I got the Rams giving 3 at Cleveland. So there's my 3 and your 3 moves.
Yeah, my 3. I'm taking the Cowboys. I'm going to lay the 23 against the Miami Dolphins. I'm going to take Bills Mafia, going to be celebrating Taz and Company on Sunday. I think they get themselves to 3-0. Give me the Bills at home, laying the 6 against the Cincinnati Bengals. And I'm going to go to the Monday night game to close out week 3. Chicago on the road in Washington. Give me the Bears laying the 4.
Just to put you on the spot for a second, you know, we're big into consistency here. I think you should pick, I know you're quick, pick one more. I'll tell you why. Remember we had that agreement, I just remember this, not to touch the Jets, Dolphins, just the big point spread. Remember
did
that,
we?
Mike? Yeah, we did. Remember? I think we on the air, we like joked around about it.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Because it's just such a gigantic point spread.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm surprised you remember that. I don't remember.
That, but that's fine.
I know I could put you on the spot because you'll pick another game in 2 seconds. So
yeah, no, that's fine.
Well, can we leave it? I mean, we can leave it. It's not like we're about consistency here. You know, that's what we preach here.
I forgot about that. That's a bad job by me. I will take.
I'm surprised you're not touching the Eagles and the
Lions.
No, I was
thinking about that. I don't love that game.
No, I think it'd be all over.
I don't love that game. We'll go to Lamb. I've gone back and forth. I don't have a great feel for that one. I don't exactly trust Detroit enough to pick them on the road. And the offensive line for Philadelphia, Fletcher Cox this week has come out and basically said, you know, he's working his way through some things. I'll tell you this. I'll take the Packers.
There you go.
I'll lay the 7 and a hook. If you're going to bet the game, I would buy it down under a touchdown. So I'd buy a point and get it to 6.5. But I like it. I like Flacco and boys going into Green Bay. That Packers defense has played very, very well here this year for Mike Pettine. Rodgers and company. Offensively, I think they're going to get more and more comfortable with LaFleur's system. They're home for a second straight week. They barely held on last week against Minnesota. The defense has been legit. Give me the Packers. Lay the 7.5 against the Broncos.
That's going to be an interesting matchup, Moose, with Aaron Rodgers at home against a Vic Fangio defense.
Yeah.
For those Broncos. That's
going to
be
point.
A hell of a matchup.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one. Yeah. And see if Chubb and company and Von Miller can get after Aaron Rodgers and make him uncomfortable in the pocket. That's a bad job, but usually I remember those things. I forgot about that.
Usually locked in on those things.
Yeah, I forgot
usually
about that.
I would make that poofah, and he'd be like, oh, wait a minute. What
no,
are you doing?
That's a bad
Hold
job,
on,
I
Taz,
think.
Wait.
You're right about that. That's true.
I thought about it. So I just thought about
it's a good
after,
job.
You know?
That, I forgot about
that's
that.
We spitball on the air.
No,
it's like a production
thanks,
meeting
thanks
on
for reminding
air.
Me. I appreciate it. But if I were to bet one
you're
of those.
Like, thanks for putting me on the spot. Appreciate
no,
it.
No. It's all good. No. I would say, but if I were to play one of those games, Taz, I think that I don't know if either one is going to stay close. But if I think it's one of those teams, Dolphins or Jets, could stay close, I would probably say I think the Jets have a not a great chance,
a better chance
than Miami of staying close with New England.
I agree. And for me, it's because of Lev Bell. There'll be some sort of a running game there.
Yeah, and Williams is a good defensive coordinator.
He is a good defensive
He'll
coordinator.
He'll rub you the wrong way.
Yeah, he rubs everybody the wrong way. Plays for him for sure. And guys who used to play for him.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.